hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
All right, it's Taz the Moose with you as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. It is Taz the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning. Hour number one, spent a lot of time on the NFL. Reaction to the Monday night football game. We'll get into the baseball game six of the Fall Classic tonight. Todd Zeal will join us a little bit later on in the program. Time right now for a little pigskin pileup.
It's now time for the pigskin pileup. Taz and Moose circle the wagons around the NFL.
We certainly do, Taz, as Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco is out this week with a neck issue. That means the great Brandon Allen will start for Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos.
A name that you heard yesterday here on Taz and Moose when I mentioned this young quarterback. In jocularity form. Yeah. I didn't know, neither did you, that all of a sudden here, Flacco's got a neck thing going on now.
He looked A-OK when he was out there criticizing the team right after the game. It didn't look like he was bothered or troubled by any kind of a neck issue.
What happened here? What is this? Like, it's weird.
Now he's got a neck strain, and now he said, well, you criticized the team, sit your rear end on the bench.
I think, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. And now you'll see Brandon Allen. But now, maybe it's a case where you get the neck thing, Flacco. Maybe Fangio's like, you know what? You're a pain in the neck. Poof. So, you know, you're out with a neck injury. Who knows?
So, let the speculation begin. Listen, Flacco's days in the NFL are numbered. He understands that he's made a ton of money. He's not a solution. I was dead wrong on that one. Now we'll see what the Broncos could do.
Remember, I told you he wasn't going to be good. Remember that?
Yes, Taz. We went over that yesterday. I'm going to go over that every day.
Every day.
All right. I'll put that one in the piggy bank. I'll remember moving forward.
Told you, Moose.
Yes, I am.
I'm that guy. You know that guy.
Yeah.
I'm really not that guy.
No, you're not. Just joking around. Here is Bill Belichick on the fact of, there was a lot of time. There was some speculation early on, and he said, he didn't really necessarily want to go out there and coach into his 70s. Taz, well, as the years clip by and Belichick starts to approach his 70s, here is the Patriots head coach, the legend that Belichick is, talking about coaching and coaching some more.
When I said it, I didn't know what 70 felt like, so not really sure if that's an accurate statement today or not. I don't really know. At the time, I didn't feel that way. Now that I'm closer to that age, I don't know.
See, like on a podcast, that was really good audio.
WEI, 67.
Oh, he's on a real mic. Sorry. He's on
a
real,
okay. 67 years old is Bill Belichick. Feeling good, looking good, doing his thing, winning football games. Taz, and I'll tell you, he wants to coach maybe into his 70s. Said, when he initially made the statement, said he probably didn't want to do that. Now he's thinking about the fact that he does want to do it, he's not looking to run from the game. I'll tell you the other thing I think that will motivate Belichick. I think you'd like to win a championship without Brady.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that.
I think he would like to win a title without Tom Brady, to where then everybody has to shut up forever.
I think you're right about that. And it's funny. Remember we were talking late last week about Tom Brady, and I think you had asked me or to the audience if I thought that Tom Brady would end up playing for another team. Well, coincidentally enough, my man, Tony Romo, during the game that him and Nance were calling, I can't remember the game they were calling, that they brought that up.
Yeah.
They didn't reference us. They hacked us. But
weren't they doing the Browns and Pats game?
That's probably why they brought it up. So, what's his name? Romo kind of alluded to that he thinks he will. He thinks Brady will. Like, I felt like he knew something. Like, he kind of was like, well, whatever he said, I'm paraphrasing. Well, we got to go to break. I'll tell you another side, like, joking around. Like, Romo, I think, knows or feels that Brady will go play for another team.
Maybe. I didn't see that exchange. I mean,
I'm on top of anything Romo.
I know. Anything Tony Romo says is gospel. It's like Moses coming down from the mount.
You know, I've been compared to him.
Taz, I know. Hashtag we over. That's it. Now they know the way in.
Oh, my God.
Now they know the doorway in. They know the password.
They know. Listen,
no, that's true. Now they know the password.
Oh, that's a great
All you have
line.
To do is throw Romo and Taz in the same sentence. He'll respond to anything on Twitter. It could be anything. Now you know the way in, everybody. Use it wisely. Not many know the secret handshake or what you need to say.
The passcode.
The passcode. Yeah. This is it. This is it. The world is now your oyster. Just mention Tony Romo and Taz in the same sentence.
We'll put you up.
Taz will love you. He will follow you. If you DM him, he'll respond.
Yes. No doubt. No doubt. High praise right there.
That's exactly right.
No, but listen, the thing is with Belichick. He's in great shape. He looks great. He looks happy. I mean, he's winning.
Okay. Now, let me just poke you a little bit about the Romo thing. I don't know.
We're going back to Romo.
Well, hold on a second. I don't know if you think Tom Brady's really pulling Tony Romo's side and saying, you know, hey, listen, Tony. You know, you're going to be the guy I'm going to tell. You know, I respect your golf game. I love when Nance talks about, you know, the fact that you're trying to make the PGA Tour. You're going to do a great job of calling out the offensive plays. I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking to play someplace else.
Don't tell anyone but tease
it. Don't tell anybody, right.
Just a little teaser would be good.
Just tease it. You know,
Romo runs in the circles with the great quarterbacks. Not you and I don't.
Well, what is this? A secret society?
Yeah, they're all the top quarterbacks.
What do we have in the quarterback competition in the offseason?
It's like the Heisman House.
With the chalked out footballs?
It's like the Heisman House.
Trying to hit targets 30 yards down the field?
He's dialed in. Romo knows, dude. Just listen to him. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, or Romo could be playing off the report that came out over the course of the weekend.
That we talked about.
No. This is the Charger report.
What happened?
Which we never discussed.
That's why I don't know it.
Well, this is the report over the weekend that Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels would be a package deal.
Oh.
And would go to Los Angeles and join the Chargers in the offseason.
Why didn't you ever tell me that? I didn't know that.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm telling you
right now.
This is breaking news here.
Well, this happened over the weekend. We're not breaking the story. Oh. This was a report I think it was 98.5, I think we talked about this. I think it was 98.5 reported this. Or threw this rumor out there about potentially Brady becoming a Los Angeles Charger and finishing out his career in Los Angeles.
So, obviously, Rivers, thanks for coming.
Well, a Northern California guy.
What about Rivers?
Grew up a 49er fan, right?
Yeah.
I know. What about Rivers? But if you're the Los Angeles Chargers and you're looking to try and get all due respect to Philip Rivers, he's not packing the house in L.A.
You're ready to kick him to the curb, huh?
Well, let me ask you, is he?
No.
Business is business.
Right, I know.
You look at it. Say if Tom Brady calls you up and says, I want to be a Charger. I want to close out my career in Los Angeles. Josh McDaniels is going to come with me. I got a GM that's going to step in as well. It's going to be a package deal. All three of us are going to Los Angeles in the offseason, and we want to be Chargers. Well, if you're the Chargers, what are you going to say, no?
Come on in, Tommy. Let's come back home. Come back to Northern Cali. Let's go.
Now, here is Brady.
Even though we're in South Cali.
On the future speculation, this is Westwood One. He does that spot with Jim Gray each and every week. Here is Brady. Westwood One last night. Take a listen.
None of it's brought on by the things that I said. Again, I said last week, nothing has changed with my status of my team and my standing. So I've really been focused on my job, and a lot of the hype, a lot of the media speculation is just that. And it's probably that time of year where, you know, you don't need to focus so much on the wins and losses. You start focusing on a lot of other things. And I think the media has the right to do that. I certainly don't. I'm focused on what I need to do this year. And we're off to a good start. I want to capitalize here in the second half of the year. And that's where I'm at personally.
Well, here's the problem.
About the house he wants to buy in New Jersey or New York? What's that have to do with Southern California? Well, I'm saying.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, this is a report. And there's going to be a wide ranging speculation. I'm not telling you that's going to happen, but that was some people speculating about maybe Brady and McDaniels going someplace else.
That's
after
kind of
the
a
year.
Random thing that started this rumor about the Chargers, right?
Well, it did got thrown out there. Well, I think a lot of people feel like the head coach and the head coach in Los Angeles is probably days are numbered. They just fired the offensive coordinator in Wisenhunt. Hunt. This story came out before Wisenhunt Hunt got fired. They
think about Anthony Lynn is on the hot seat now?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think Lynn could be on the hot seat. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They're not drawing anybody. Their home games are basically like road games. There's more teams, more fans of the opponent than there are Los Angeles Charger fans in attendance.
Right.
I mean, that move has been an absolute disaster. But put that aside, Taz, and say that's wild, crazy speculation.
Okay.
That's never going to happen.
Right.
Here's the issue I have with Brady. He had an opportunity after Schefter threw it out there a couple Mondays ago to say this is nonsense.
Shut it down, Jones.
To shut it down, and Brady added oxygen to the fire with the way that he answered the question by saying, my days are numbered in the NFL. I don't know where my future is. You know, I'm thinking Brady had an opportunity to basically say, listen, even if he didn't want to just basically say, I want to finish my career as a Patriot. That report is complete utter nonsense. Yeah, I'm putting my home up for sale. We're looking to try and move someplace else. It doesn't mean that I want to leave the New England. He had an opportunity to do that, Taz, and he decided not to do it with the way that he answered that question. So, therefore, it's going to lead to these stories coming out about him potentially maybe the Chargers. People have pointed out maybe going to play with his buddy Vrabel down in Tennessee with the Titans. Mm. That he wants to go win someplace else and prove that he doesn't need to do it with Belichick.
And take McDaniels with him.
Well, that's exactly right. But that's my point, Taz. Wow. That's the scenario we're at here where he could have cut the story off at the knees and he decided not to do it.
So what happens now if that goes down and now you're Belichick and these guys want to run away from Coach Belichick? I got to tell you, that'd be a big problem for Belichick. But you give him a quarterback and he'll find himself the right guy to run the offense, Belichick. This is really putting a cart ahead of the horse without McDaniels or Brady with the Patriots, which I would love. But I would bet on Belichick. I don't know about you. He's the type of guy, I think, that you'd have to give him a year to circle the wagons and get his right coaching staff lined up offensively. Because the defense ain't no big thing to him. He'll run the defense. And his son is there with him. I don't know his son's qualifications, but his father thinks he's good enough to coach. I think he coached the safeties, I believe. The D-backs, I should say, I believe. But he's part of that whole defensive system, Stephen Belichick. Offensively is the issue, and then you got to get a quarterback. So, I mean, my point is this, and along with the form, I would trust Belichick if that happens, because I think he'd be so pissed off and motivated. I wouldn't want that guy. I wouldn't want to coach against that guy, meaning Belichick. I wouldn't want to play against an angry Bill Belichick, because I just think he's such an evil genius in the game that he'd figure it out, you know?
I would not. I never doubt Belichick. Yeah. I really wouldn't. And I think both players would be motivated. Lockett Ford had the initial report that Brady would eye the Chargers should he leave the Patriots after this year.
Because the other thing, too, Moose,
be careful what you do.
Right. Well, true. The thing is, though, this too, like with Belichick, real quick, though, because it's important to note, I think, that Bill Belichick had a good amount of success before he even met Tom Brady. He did. He was successful. With the Giants, very successful.
Not as a head coach, though.
No. I'm not saying as a head coach. As a coach.
Correct.
He was successful coach with an unbelievable deep. Now, he had great players, but he put those great players, in position to make plays. He did.
You know? I think Belichick's greatest coaching job was the game plan he put up against the Bills with the two down linemen in Super Bowl 25. Now, you had to play keep away with O.J. Anderson running the football, and they held the football for, 41, 42 minutes? I think the Bills had the football for 18 and a half minutes in that game or something like that. It was something insane. So, I think, he was successful. But he failed with Cleveland. He went up to New England. They drafted Brady. Brady steps in for Bledsoe. The Mo Lewis hit.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history. Brady basically takes off from there. and slowly but surely becomes this legendary, iconic quarterback, and all they do with Brady and Belichick, all they do is win. I agree with you. I don't doubt Belichick. I think he's motivated by it, Taz, and he really hasn't slowed down. They're smarter than everybody else. You want to get frustrated by the Patriots? No one's going to outthink you.
No.
You know, they outthink everybody. They're smarter than everybody. They're more prepared than everybody. Their players are more prepared. They're never overwhelmed by a situation, even if a game is tight. You know, they make smart plays at the right time. They're just... He's a brilliant tactician as an NFL head coach.
Yeah, I'm all in on the guy. I believe in him. And if those two guys leave him, yeah, it'll be a problem. But, man, I don't know. I would not bet against Bill Belichick. I just don't think you want to do that.
Here is Bruce Arians talking about the refereeing in the National Football League. Take a listen.
Everybody except one guy saw the ball out and blew a quick whistle. And my biggest thing is, you know, referees aren't held accountable. Wow. Coaches get fired, general managers get fired, players get cut. Referees aren't accountable.
He's right.
And it's a shame. It's been that way for 40 years, and now that we got a new agreement, it'll be that way for 40 more years.
Hey, there you go.
That's right.
Well, I mean, what do you want?
Well,
I mean,
you know, he's saying if a ref screws up, suspend him. Or, you know, I agree with him. Like, suspend him, or they lose their spot, something. That's what he's saying. You know what I mean? You know that.
I understand what he's saying, Taz.
I thought you'd be all in on what he just said.
No, I understand what he's saying, but let me ask you this.
What?
Aren't they held accountable? You know, if you're a terrible official, you're not going to be getting playoff games. You know, you're bad enough. I mean, you're probably going to end up getting replaced as an official on the NFL level.
No, but they're not. It's done on the down low. Like, you don't hear about it. So they're not publicly shamed like a player or coach would be, or a GM or something like that. You're looking to get the Redskins president fired. I mean, so like that.
Well, but he's inept.
I know. But
we're talking about years. I'm not talking about 1 year. No, I'm not talking about a 6-week stretch here, Taz, or a bad Sunday. years of being inept.
The refs, though, are not. They're not held accountable. I agree with Aaron. They are not. You don't hear nothing. I get what you're saying. All right, the better refs get the better games and the big games. I understand that.
But let me ask. Okay.
These guys don't get fined. You don't
all right, I get it. But if you're Bruce Arians, I understand you're critical of the refs. Don't you have bigger fish to fry? Quarterback is turnover prone. Now, has a coach ever been fired because he got bad call after bad call after bad call? He got fired because he's a bad coach.
Right. Yeah, no,
now, you want to say, okay, the same thing needs to be held true for the officiating on the field. If you are a really bad official, you need to be held accountable. You can't be doing NFL games. I don't disagree with that, but I think we also have to have an understanding now with replay being put in. There's plenty of guys, and when a guy blows a whistle early, he's doing something they're not taught to do. They're taught to do to basically let the play out.
Right.
And then have replay, if it needs to be corrected, let it correct it, and we'll get the call right. But don't blow the whistle early to end a play on what could be a game-changing play. Right. So in his instance, he's frustrated because he believes a whistle came early, and in that instance, he's right. Should referees be held accountable? I do, but I also hate hearing guys complain over and over about it, Taz, because you know what? If Winston was better, the Buccaneers wouldn't be complaining about just an official on the field, no?
Right, no, I agree with you on that. But the thing is, like, you can't get that win back. You can't, you know, that umpire, that ref screws up, and it's like if they just move on. Meanwhile, you got a loss.
That's
fair. That's the only thing that I think is a little tough going for, you know?
There you have it, your pigskin pileup on this Tuesday morning. Todd Zeal is going to join Taz the Moose. It's going to join us here a little bit later on in the program. Odell Beckham Jr.'s interesting gift for Tom Brady. We'll get into that. We'll do that next. It's Taz Moose with you on a Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Taz of the Moose, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader as the Colts try to silence the Steelers in Pittsburgh, where Tennessee clashes with Carolina, followed by Rodgers and the Packers heading out west to battle the Chargers. It all begins with JB and the guys on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. So what's going on between Mike
guys,
and Pete?
You guys all right back there?
Apparently not, no. Things are not good.
I was in there, Moose. You're in here show prepping. I'm in the room there working on some audio we're trying to get for the show.
Raiders Cup weeks. So yeah, exactly. Looking at some past performances.
Show prep. I'm working on some audio elements we're trying to put into the Taz and Moose.
Yes.
Anyway.
You're waiting for Bawami's next appearance on the Taz show.
True. Setting
that up.
Trying to fix that up.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Next thing I know,
percentage now moving forward.
It's your IP. An argument breaks out between these two guys. Between Pete the Body
it's
and...
It's all Speakerphone Jones' fault.
Well, that's what happened.
Mark.
Wow.
Whoa. And who?
He called him a Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Yeah, no, well, because this is what happens. Poor Speakerphone's like, what'd I do? He's probably sitting around in Houston right now. What happened? So I'm in there. I'm just, you know, trying to get some work done. And all of a sudden, there's an outburst. Because Mike wants to play me, and he plays me some audio elements from his show. So he has different people do a cold open for him to introduce him.
And nice.
Give his code for his Uber Eats and all this stuff. So,
very cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, and what happens is, he mentions that, well, I had Speakerphone Jones on. This is what Mike says. And all of a sudden, Pete the Body's like, what? And there's an outburst from Pete the Body. And then Mike's like, what, you mad about that? What do you mean? Well, he's on before. And then I just walked out, dude.
Well, I'll explain it a little bit. I didn't have him on as a guest. I only had him on for 3 to 5 minutes because Speakerphone Jones is another Uber Eats driver, so he shared one of his stories from the road. So it wasn't a full interview.
Oh, it was a guest, though.
But it wasn't.
It is a guest spot. Moose is.
No, it is not a guest spot. It is Uber Eats driver coming on for
but
3 to 5.
That's a guest.
That's not the way I define guests on that on my podcast. It is not a guest.
Oh, my God. What an ego. How about the ego? This guy's got
I'm just telling you, the guests I have on come on for 20 to 30 minutes. He was on for 3 to 5 minutes.
If I describe that to anybody that's done radio or podcasting, they would describe that as they'd say that's a guest.
Well, let me explain. I'm just saying the other guests that come on 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah, I wasn't on for a full guest
30
spot.
Minutes?
Yeah, I have people on for 20 to 30
who the
minutes.
Hell, who are you interviewing? Heads of state?
I had my wife on this past week. We talk about tough food book. Delivery. It's not for everybody. Bruce, if it's not for you, that's fine. That's not the point. Yes, 20 to 30 minutes.
I think your better argument here, Mike, is that Speakerphone Jones is a delivery driver as well, which Pete is not.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain to Pete, is I had him on for 3 to 5 minutes to explain how he got free shawarma one night.
Let's back up a little bit. Because when
Pete would never eat shawarma. So.
And Andrew, you'll understand this. Let's back up a little bit. Moose, you'll get this too. We're throwing a word podcast around. Okay, there's one true pod god here, and it's me. Okay,
Can we just have a discussion without you talking about yourself?
I just want to help out a little bit.
Tell us more.
I'm just trying to help. I have over 700 episodes. I've won awards.
Here we go.
So let me show you how this works. Turn your mic off. Put your chair away. It'll be over in a few minutes.
But I have to tell you, Moose is correct, Mike. That is a guest spot.
Thank you,
guys. It's a guest spot.
I am trying to explain to Pete the difference. I had him on for 3 minutes to talk about shawarma delivery. So it wasn't one of the true guest spots that I've had on the podcast as well. But I was telling Pete, when Pete comes on, it's going to be for 20, 30 minutes, not 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh, you're going to talk to Pete for 20 to 30 minutes?
At the very least.
How are you going to do that?
For 20 minutes.
I barely talk to each other during the show for 20 to 30 minutes.
I'll give an example. We can do it live here if you want.
You're going
to
get 30 minutes out of Bilotti.
Maybe 15.
This guy hates more people than me.
Unless you're going to talk about the
Rougeau's run in WWF in the 80s, 86 or whatever year it was.
Great run, 87.
Yeah, 87. See, I mean, maybe.
The point is, the Speakerphone was on for a couple of minutes to talk about a food delivery. It wasn't one of the full interviews that I do on the podcast.
But Bilotti is right. I mean, why have you not had him on yet?
We tried for last week, but there was a timing conflict because it's difficult with our schedules.
Anywhere from 2 minutes to 45 minutes. Why have you not had Bilotti on?
We tried for last week. It didn't work, but he's coming up soon.
Hold on a second.
Why couldn't it have worked? What happened last week?
I don't remember exactly, but we had a conflict.
Did you blow him off?
Did I blow him off?
That's a yes.
Bilotti did blow you off.
While I was here, there was a change in the schedule for him. Yes.
Oh my. There was a change in his schedule.
There was something that happened in my life. I couldn't talk to Pete for the 15, 20 minutes. So, yes, I did blow him off.
No, say he went from 20 to 30 minutes now to 15
Whatever,
to 20 minutes.
Whatever. The point is, I had Speakerphone on to talk about
By the end of this conversation, he'll be on for 90 seconds.
If we got less than speakerphone Jones. Pete, but if you get less than speakerphone, you should be pissed about that.
That's the thing that ignited my rage, is speakerphone Jones.
And I understand he hates the guy, so I understand where he's coming from. It bothered him.
He just snapped in the
control room. I'm trying to explain the difference. The reason why he was on for a couple minutes was he was a specialty guest based on his food delivery. It was something I can't get out of Pete for a couple of minutes because he doesn't do food deliveries.
Right,
so you can't give that perspective.
Right, so you were just having speakerphone on, but the fact that he had speakerphone on before a guy that basically
you're in the pit
every day.
You're in the pit with him.
I mean, I could understand Bilotti being a little bit bothered by that.
Yeah,
speakerphone's connection to you is initially
sounds like a guy you want on your podcast
for 20 minutes.
Sounds like a guy. Speakerphone's connection to you, Mike, is basically he annoyed you early with tweets, and now you guys own a fantasy team together.
Wow! Right, and also he became
with no financial investment whatsoever.
He became a Uber Eats driver through me, so we connected that way, and became.
So you're making money off of his hard work.
I made money off of his hard work.
So
I made money.
So that's why it benefits you to put speakerphone on, because you profited off the sweat and hard work of speakerphone.
Well, two-part. He's benefited from it, too, because his income's gone up and his life's better. So, yes, it did help me, but it's also helped him. So I want to make sure it's not like he's not making money on his deliveries. And then two-parts, he's got good stories. He's a good storyteller, so I like hearing what he has to say.
Listen, Cass is not wrong. You turn speakerphone out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, and it's amazing. It sounds like what your great podcast, Basketball Drives, and
to be two times a week.
What your Uber Eats experience and everything you're giving back to the to everybody, you're doing good things, you know. And maybe you could get Pete to do some Uber Eats driving.
I've asked Pete if he wanted to do. We've had discussions about.
might need to do it in a couple months.
What's going on, Bogus?
It's great to see you again. Thanks for having me.
Let's go.
Here's your report. It is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There is a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. It was the Steelers looking like the winless team out of the gates on Monday Night Football. Mason Rudolph picked off early a 14-0 hole after one quarter against the Dolphins. But then the rally started late in the second.
It's third down and 20. In the gun, moving left to right, looking into six Miami defensive backs. No one's got their hand in the grass. They rush seven. Here goes Rudolph, line drive pass. It's a slant at the 40. It's caught by Deontay Johnson, the 30 on the numbers, the 20. Got a block at the 15. Breaks a tackle at the 10. Cuts to his right, into the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. What a play!
Kevin Harlan on Westwood 1. Mason Rudolph, Deontay Johnson, spoiling the Dolphins' all-out blitz. The Steelers now trailed 14-10. They scored 17 more unanswered points in the second half to win 27-14. Miami head coach Brian Flores standing by the aggressive play call on 3rd and 20.
I don't have any regrets on the call. I mean, I think you know, they made a play just like we had made some plays prior to that defensively. We just move on.
Let's not cover everybody.
Let's make sense.
Everyone run forward.
Right. 3rd and 20. Let's all out blitz.
14 seconds left in the half.
Makes sense.
His team is now 0-7. There is some bad news this morning for the Steelers. Running back James Conner suffered a sprained shoulder in the final minutes. Further testing today. Conner had run for 145 yards and a touchdown.
Kid runs hard, man.
Yeah, Benny Snell got hurt last night, too, by the way.
My man, Snell. Yeah.
Couple picks for Minka.
That's true. Yes. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Fitzpatrick.
His second pick that he had was like a punt, but it was some catchy, man. That was a good catch, right?
It would have been better served if he dropped the ball, but yes.
Yeah.
As you guys mentioned back in hour number one, the Jets and Giants made their first ever trade yesterday. Defensive end Leonard Williams goes to Big Blue. Gang Green gets a third-round pick this spring, a conditional fifth-rounder in 2021. That becomes a fourth rounder if Williams re-signs with the Giants. This afternoon is the deadline. The Chargers have fired offensive coordinator Ken Wisenhunt and Bears head coach Matt Nagy. Quickly kill any speculation yesterday. Mitchell Trubisky remains his starting QB. No switch to Chase Daniel. The World Series can be won tonight. The Astros back home with a 3-2 lead on the Nationals. They send Justin Verlander to the mound. Washington counters with Steven Strasburg, assuming he wakes up in one piece. The Rockets hosted the Thunder last night, which means Chris Paul was back in town, and Russell Westbrook was seeing his old friends from OKC for the first time, or not.
Inside those lines, there's no friends. Spalding. That's my friend and my teammates, and that's it.
Spalding is the basketball, for those keeping score at home. After saying that, Westbrook did go into the Thunder locker room to talk to his buddies. He and the Rockets won the game, 116-112. He scored 21 with 12 rebounds and 9 assists. Paul had 15 and 4 helpers in defeat.
You know, I have an interesting question for you, Andrew Bogish, because we were talking about Mikey B's podcast.
Basketball Drives.
Yeah,
Tuesdays
you were on
Thursdays.
There. Yes, but you were on there 20 to 30 minutes?
I don't know the actual length, but I do believe I was the headline guest 1 week. Yes. Oh,
nice. Well, apropos. I mean, yeah. How long, Mike, was he on?
Somewhere between 20 and 30. Yeah, I don't have the exact time, but in that ballpark.
Oh. Did you do one of those cold opens for him?
I am the announcer. I introduce everyone.
Oh, I actually did
I
hear that. Yeah. I did hear that. I should. You're right. You're right. You get a payday on that or no?
A friendship.
Oh, friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I said to Mike, if he wants me to do a cold open, we discussed the fee because there's a fee for a cold open.
Right.
For me. Yeah. I don't just do.
Yeah. And I said I couldn't afford it.
He passed on it. Yeah. Right. He's just yeah. So
I get
yeah.
a coupon for like a you know waiving a delivery
nice.
Charge. You got anything like that? I got a code I can put in.
Bear Burger discount. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a Bear Burger. Pizza? You get my anxiety.
What happened to that burger guy? Is he delivering burgers or
he
no?
is not delivering burgers. Didn't want to do it.
That basically.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So that's all that one coming,
he
too.
He came in after his one of his deliveries. What delivery number was it?
I was number 500.
Right, his 500 delivery. One. He said the guy is going to deliver us all burgers and stuff, and it's coming up. That was like 3 weeks ago.
He found out the time and said no thanks.
Later in the week, and then it basically came out and said that's not going to happen.
Mm. That is all correct.
That's great.
Big yeah. Yankee
Oh, the guy got fired?
No, he's closed. The owner of the restaurant. He did not get fired.
Is it still in business?
Himself. It is. They're doing.
Can you stop by and complain?
Did I stop by and complain? I did not.
That he's not a man of his word?
I did not do that. I thought that would be a bad business.
Probably get in trouble with Uber, right, if you did that.
And go in there and be like, I mean, it's ultimately, I'm disappointed, but I can't go
well,
in there.
Well, you don't go in as a representative of Uber. You go in as Mikey B.
I went in there again. I said, I did go in there, and he said, it's just too early for me. He said, I can't get up that early. He was kind of a little spaced out.
Sounds like a thriving businessman. And
hey, they were
he was a little
mind.
Spaced out.
They serve just, breakfast there?
Tell me the name of that burger joint. I'll make sure I hop head on over.
And on Thursdays, you get a food review from there.
Oh.
What?
Wow. He's doing Thursdays now. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I got
food
you.
Reviews.
Yeah, he's
I got
doing
you.
Food reviews. He's doing... Building an empire. I mean, that's what we got going on here with Mikey B. He's building an empire. It really is.
You're doing a review, though, on a New Jersey burger spot in your national podcast?
That is correct, yes.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, Mike's well traveled. Mike's been up to Cuse, went to school at Cuse.
Right.
Went down to UVA, did a great job as a play-by-play man for the baseball program.
Remember.
I know that. And all the work he's done there, radio work. And you've been down to Florida a bunch for Mets games, for spring training.
Been to Pittsburgh.
It's perfection!
I mean, this guy is building a brand. We all have fun. Everyone loves Mikey B, but yet around us, he's building an empire.
Right, we make jokes now, but one day he's going to be too big for us.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's coming.
It is
And while, you know, I mean, while it's coming. And he's building an empire, and dang it, I'm proud of him.
I'll tell you
that
right
now.
I appreciate
I'm proud of him, and he's asked me to come on as a guest, and I will eventually soon come on there as a guest. When I come on as a guest, everything changes. Do you understand?
Right.
Don't.
Yeah.
The final bump.
Everything changes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a whole... An experience you don't have no idea. You're dealing with the true pod god, okay? An award winner. You understand?
I get it.
And we're going to talk a lot about the Taz show. We're going to talk about wrestling.
what a listen. What a listen.
The Buffalo Bills.
The Bills.
Yeah.
We'll talk Mets. No Nets.
No.
There'll be no. We're going to change the title of it for that episode.
Right.
Nice.
What, Taz Drives or Basketball Taz?
It's going to be Tazplex with Mike Biseglia. That's what we're going to call it. Just that episode. Special.
Nice.
And you know what? And we're going to eat together. We're gonna order Uber Eats. I'm going to treat you to Uber Eats.
We're talking.
There's no way that's happening.
And we're gonna eat together right here. We're going to order from Westfield down a block. we're gonna get big veggie turkey burgers.
I'm
we're
in.
Eat them together. I'm going to treat you to Uber Eats, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it right here. We're going to go sit in the boss's office and do the podcast.
Tell him
to get out.
Good
good acoustics.
Good acoustics.
What are you doing here?
I'll bring in my snowball. We'll go.
Yeah.
Snowball.
You're going to stay. It's
not that kind of a party.
You're going to stay past 9 o'clock
by the way,
to do one of these things?
Get a better mic. No. Okay. We're going to do it during the break.
Oh, okay.
All that during the break.
Four different increments.
Quick show. Quick show. Yeah. Quick. Yeah, right. Just do a bunch of five-minute segments. And just, Mike's an editor. He can. This guy is we're joking around. It's all fun, Moose. But what's happening? He's building an empire. I'm telling you right now. He went from one show to two. His downloads have gone up immensely.
Yeah.
He already used me for something. He used Andrew Bogus, his star power, too. So he's waiting. He's sitting on ready with Mikey B. I mean, with Pete the Body.
Right.
He's had Evan Roberts on, another big star. He's had Evan on. I mean, what other star
power? Cavalcade of names.
Who else?
Frank Fleming. He was interesting. Actually, was pretty interesting.
Speakerphone Jones.
I'm watching
Bogus,
the game.
You done?
I could be myself. If you want.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next hour. We'll come back. We got other things to get
that
into.
Was funny.
We've spent enough time on basketball drives funny. This morning. We'll come back. We'll talk a little about Odell Beckham Jr. We'll do that next. It's Taz the Moose on this Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Mark May. I used to be a hog, but at 225 pounds, now I'm a piglet. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
I find it interesting, and I'm looking forward, and you are too, Moose, to have your friend Todd Zeal on here at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
SMY MLB analyst, former MLB veteran, and to talk a little bit about we'll get the World Series tonight with the Astros and the Nats. It's interesting to note that I mentioned Todd Zeal on the show here that he and I at the Kevin James concert years ago, I believe, bumped into each other backstage. Next thing I know, Mikey B books this guy. Is that how it happened here?
You mentioned his name. I know he does a good job talking baseball. We got World Series
that's a great
tonight.
Job.
I thought it was a natural fit.
All right. Did you pick up on that, Moose?
I did not. No, I did not put two and two together.
I was just wondering.
I mean, I work with him all the time, so it could be one way or the other. Yes, but yes, you did mention him, and he is on the show. So
All right. There
you go. Away you go.
No, I just, you know.
I don't know. What do you refer? I'm not following your lead.
Yeah.
I don't know what the lead is.
I know. I don't know the lead either. I want to get mad. That's why.
Why are you getting mad?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get mad. I just feel
about
like
what?
About stuff. Because like I mentioned someone, next thing you know, they get booked. I like Todd Zeal. He's a good guy. He's Moose's friend.
Yeah, but I thought it was a natural connection for the two of you.
All right. For the two of us? Me and Moose?
Yeah, you're the host of the show.
Yeah, I talked some baseball, yes.
I met Todd Zeal for literally 2 minutes. The guy probably don't remember me. Remember it, I should say. Remember. Damn it. You got it. All right.
Well, Mike could ask him when he booked him, right?
Did you ask?
Did not ask him, no.
Don't bother.
I didn't want to get too convoluted with the whole message. Yeah, I just wanted to get a time and go to it.
A little much.
Moose, when you work at SMY, do you talk about me with him?
I do not. You want me to be honest? I'll be bluntly honest. I do not.
Not once?
No. All right. No, I don't work with him every day. I mean, he does Mets pregame. I've done some shows with him on BNNY. He's a really good guy. He's a very nice guy. He's affable. You could talk to him about anything. It's not like he's not. No, but I've not. It's been more of a case of we talk about other stuff. We're not really talking about, you know, talk about baseball stuff that's going on.
Is he a football fan?
I don't know. I don't think we've ever talked football. I don't know about that.
We should break down Dolphins Steelers with him. See what happens.
I don't know about that.
He's got a lot of his
daughter's an actress.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his daughter's on This Is Us.
No way. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Awesome.
Yeah, his daughter's an actress, and he is. He's got some crazy. You want to hear some? He's got some story. He's very good friends with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's his daughter, major star in that show.
Yes.
I had no idea. Wow. Yeah.
So wait, you said to me he's really good friends with Charlie Sheen. And I go, really? And you go, yes.
Yes. No, it's just he's not a kiss and tell kind of guy. It's not like that. It's not like he's
a name dropper, you're saying.
No, but he
was dropping names for him though.
No, I'm not dropping names. He didn't really delve into it, but he was there during the whole winning thing for Charlie Sheen.
Oh yeah, Charlie had that 5 minutes of fame with the winning. I remember.
Well, he had a breakdown.
He did.
It wasn't 5 minutes. I mean, Sheen's breakdown. Been famous for like 30 years.
Yes, he's done a lot of
success. Yeah, but I mean shows. he had basically had a public breakdown in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for that lasted more than 5 minutes. It felt like it lasted 8 years.
The winning.
Yes. Winning.
Then he just kind of disappeared. We should ask Todd about that. Nah, apparently.
Well, I think
probably not.
Well,
probably stick to, you know, Strohs.
Let's stick to baseball.
Nats.
Yes. let's do that, shall we? So Tom Brady is a fan of Odell Beckham Jr. You know, Brady, obviously, and the Pats took on the Browns this past Sunday. There was basically his 9-year-old son, Ben, and Brady were waiting for Beckham after the Patriots' 27-13 victory to improve to 8-0. They waited for Brady and they waited for Beckham and basically, you know, met Odell Beckham Jr. after the game. How about that?
Listen, some people are surprised that he waited around for him to come out of the opponent locker room and all that jazz. I am not. I mean, this is what parents do for their kids. I mean, this is what a dad's going to do for his son. You know, the son wanted to, you know, probably he's a huge fan of Beckham and all that jazz, like a lot of kids are. And, yeah, I'm not surprised. I think it's cool. I think it shows that Tom Brady's a good dad. You know, I mean, I don't know if I would have done that. I consider myself always that I was always a really good dad. But to see the opponent and wait around, here's the thing. If the Patriots would have lost the game, Ben Brady might not have gotten what he wanted. Let's put it that way. I don't think Tommy would have hung around. I'm just saying.
I think he probably would have.
You think so?
I think he would have. I mean, I think Brady, at this stage of his life, at 42 years of age, I think he would have looked past that. I think he would have been disappointed. You know, you're Tom Brady, your 9-year-old son Ben, your son Jack, who lives in New York City, is a huge fan of Odell Beckham Jr., and your son wants to meet Odell Beckham Jr. after the game.
Jack lives in New York City. I'm a little confused what you just said.
Yeah, his son Jack is from another woman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
It's fine. I wasn't aware of that.
Yes.
How old is that young man?
He is, Jack, roughly. I believe, is 12. 12
okay,
or 13.
So he lives here in New York. Gotcha.
Correct.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So Ben is obviously with him and Giselle, mm-hmm. I believe. They wanted to meet Beckham. I think he win or lose, Taz, I think Brady would have taken him there. I mean, how do you deny your 9-year-old son? Your 9-year-old son's like, after a game, I'd like to go meet Odell Beckham Jr. You've accomplished so much in your NFL career. Tom Brady could basically move heaven and earth up there in Foxborough.
His son's
just asking him to meet Odell Beckham Jr. I would think even if he lost the game, he would have taken his son there to meet Odell Beckham Jr.
But you said your question, and I get it, dude, because I lived it. I know, and I was the same way. You say, how do you deny your kid? And you're right. But that's the thing, like the newer generation, like my kid when he was young, your kids now, you know, that younger group, like, they don't get told no. Like, I know this is not the topic, but it's like, as I look back, sometimes I wish maybe I should have, me and my wife should have said no more to our son. You know what I mean? Like, because you don't want to spoil the kids, and then you end up spoiling kids because you don't mean to spoil them, but, you know, you spoil them because you love them. But, you know, so it's like, so let's say Tom would have said to his son, Ben, no, I don't have time. We can't do it. Sorry, son. Next time I see Odell, I'll get a jersey for you, something like that. I don't know, something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to say no. That's all. I mean, I'm not listen, I didn't do that. I mean, said no. I said yes to everything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, sometimes you got to say no, and I wish I would have said no more.
Well, I got you.
You should spoil the kids sometimes, you know?
I look at it as more of a case of other things when I think about spoiling a kid, more so than
case
of me.
Oh, you mean like gifts and stuff like that?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, gifts and everything like that, more of a case than meeting somebody. I mean, this doesn't really cost you anything. All it does is cost you, you know, 20 or 30 minutes out of your day or out of your night on a Sunday evening after the game before you head on back home.
Well, maybe you had somewhere to go or something like that. I'm just saying, sometimes you got
to
say no.
Do his Instagram video.
It's not, there you go. It's not just that, the time. I understand that time. I've flown home from places to go watch my son do tryouts when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Flown home from Milan, Italy from doing a show on a red eye. To get there for his tryout.
Yeah,
he didn't make the freaking team.
We're not comparing parenting. It's just a case of, I think it's great for Brady. I think it's a great job by Tom Brady going out of his way to meet up with Beckham after the game and to kind of, you know, make his young son's dream come true.
Real talk, that's all.
No, I understand that. Right. I get it. I mean, I think everyone parents a little bit differently. I think for Brady to have the ability to be able to do that, I think for his young son Ben, I think he's probably made his year and create a memory that he'll remember for the rest of his life. I think that's special. I think that's sweet. I think that's kind of what it's all about. And Brady made it happen.
Maybe.
I could agree to disagree.
No, I'm just saying the kid probably has a lot of great stuff in his life, close to his parents.
For sure.
So I don't know if the Beckham thing makes the top of the list, but I get your point.
We got the three. Tell me what next.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.